74 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets with Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Markets are a little bit defensive this morning as we work into a little bit of a correction mode. Crude market is down about a half a dollar, and the dollar trade is down about 10. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system, so mildly disappointing there. Current price action, July corn currently down 4 3/4. Note there that July options expire on Friday. September corn is down 5 3/4 at 449.5, and December corn is down 6.5 at 456.5. July beans down 4.5 at 908 3/4, and August beans down 5 at 915.25. And November beans down 5.5 at 934 3/4. Chicago wheat for July down 9 1/4 at 522 1/4. And December is down 8.5 at 538 1/4. Kansas City wheat down 9 3/4 for July at 455 1/2. And December is down 10 at 489 1/4. Minneapolis wheat for July down 10 cents as well, 542 1/4. And December is down 9 cents at 562 1/4. Looking at the livestock trade early, very choppy, starting defensive for cattle and firm in hogs. Corn and beans are working through an event that doesn't, doesn't have a known timeline on it. What we're thinking is the acreage number at the end of the month is going to be real key to deciding what the crop size is, but we think it's going to be probably smaller than expected. And the yield expectations are diminishing daily. Going forward, we think that the realistic expectation is the upside potential of this market is growing by the day. We don't know when the market's going to fully recognize this, but we think it's very important that we realize that this crop is seriously impaired. Other than that, don't have much new and exciting, so thanks much, and hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday morning. Let's take a quick look at current conditions here at 8:59. We've got a temperature of 74 degrees in Urbana, east wind around 5 miles per hour. Elsewhere across central Illinois, Bloomington Normal reporting 68 degrees, 70 in Decatur, 73 in Danville, 75 degrees in Charleston-Mattoon, and 72 degrees in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 79 degrees, an east wind around 5 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, a low of 60 degrees, an east wind at 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with showers likely at a high of 77. Looks like we'll finally dry out a bit on Friday with partly cloudy skies at a high of 83. And we do have a flash flood watch going into effect this afternoon. That'll be good until tomorrow afternoon for most of our severe weather coverage area. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock. 1A is next.